Good morning. It's 7:44. It's WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Federal government guidance says employers can require employees who do in-person work to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But by doing that, bosses risk alienating or losing some staff. Keystone Crossroads has this story of what happened when one Philadelphia doctor made the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory.
The karaoke party was the final straw for Dr. Eric Berger, owner of Center City Pediatrics. Berger had already started working on a mandatory vaccine policy for his staff when two unvaccinated employees came to work sick after attending the private party in April.
And immediately we tested them and sent them home. And lo and behold, we found out a day or two later that they had COVID.
Berger had been trying to encourage the staff at his three clinics to get vaccinated, offering an additional day off as an incentive. But a few people had still refused. After the party, he says he was mad.
I felt burned because we had really gone, over and beyond, I felt, to the entire pandemic to try to keep people safe. And we had done a really good job.
He gave all the unvaccinated employees 2 weeks to get a jab. Seven people ended up quitting instead. Berger says, though it was a hard time, he doesn't regret it.
Belief in vaccines is too fundamental for what we do. And if somebody has that much vaccine hesitancy, I'm not sure that working in a primary care pediatric office is the right place for them.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone over the age of 12 get vaccinated for the coronavirus. The COVID-19 vaccines authorized in the U.S. built on decades of vaccine research and went through huge trials, which showed them to be overwhelmingly safe and effective, say public health experts. The federal guidance for employers following from that is pretty clear. You can require employees working in person to get vaccinated. But Alana Genderson, an employment lawyer with a focus on health and safety, says no matter what they pick, someone is likely to be unhappy.
Employers are just stuck between a rock and a hard place here. There are employees who only want to come to work if the rest of the employee population is vaccinated. And there are some employees who say, no matter what, I will not get vaccinated. I'd rather lose my job.
Managers must try to work with people who have one of two recognized exemptions, either a medical disability or religious belief that prohibits vaccination. But Genderson says COVID-19 has become so politicized and misinformation widespread that employers are seeing many objections that fall outside of these two official categories.
People think that they have this right to refuse vaccination, and that alone is powerful.
Earlier this month, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by more than 100 hospital staffers in Texas who refused to get vaccinated. Some states, like Montana, have made it illegal to require vaccines. Marjorie Obad, a Philadelphia employment lawyer, says she's been counseling managers she works with against hard mandates and encouraging them to find workarounds.
It's probably advisable to make sure that you're really addressing what the needs are of the company and seeing if you can accommodate people who aren't going to be vaccinated, either by creating additional space or different work hours or, how you could address that.
She says that's because the mandates cause strife and because it's likely we haven't seen the last of lawsuits on this topic. But depending on the job, say in healthcare, that's not always possible. Brittany Kissling is a medical assistant at Center City Pediatrics, and she coordinates their vaccine program, tracking all the regular pediatric vaccines they give. But she also hesitated to get vaccinated earlier this year.
It was more so that it was just new. I feel like I'm very pro-vaccine. I get my flu shot every year. It was just that it was something so new.
Kissling is not one of the people who left. Dr. Eric Berger declined to share their names after he said his business started getting attention from anti-vaxxers. But Kissling was one of the people weighing her options. She says she talked to doctors at the practice about vaccine safety and ultimately decided she couldn't put her job on the line as a breadwinner with four kids.
I could not afford to take that risk. So that was the biggest reason that I got vaccinated. But obviously, the health benefits of it, getting back to normal, some normalcy was a big part of it too.
As businesses push to get back to normal, more employees and their bosses are likely to face this dilemma in the coming months. Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.